The countdown to the 2017 federal budget is almost over, with Treasurer Scott Morrison set to hand it down in a matter of hours. The Wire executive producer Emma Lancaster is in Canberra covering the budget. I caught up with her earlier today before she headed into the media lockup.
We have seen a number of key announcements within the budget released in the lead up to today, Tuesday the 9th of May. It's budget day, it's finally arrived. So there will be, we know, a major increase in education funding of $18.6 billion under what Turnbull is referring to as Gonski 2.0. But we also know there's going to be changes that will affect funding for 24 of the country's richest secondary schools as well. Youth is definitely something, I'm not sure the Coalition is necessarily thinking about at the moment, but we are going to see a rise in university fees by an average of at least 8%. And we know that graduates are going to have to pay back their debt sooner and faster as well. And that's what came out earlier this week. Higher ed is on the chopping block. We do know that this government is looking to make significant infrastructure spending. With this budget, Malcolm Turnbull's second budget kind of looked like it was going to be couched as good debt and bad debt. But he has released a new political slogan, and it's three words this time. This will be the budget, he's saying, of fairness, opportunity and security. And he said that this is a budget that would help Australians realise their dreams. But if those dreams will be realised, it remains to be seen. I'm reporting to you live now from Canberra in Parliament House. And, you know, for me, I guess the devil will be in the details. There's still a lot of information that needs to be released. We're expecting to hear some kind of announcement on housing affordability. And also there may be some movement, impending changes with the pharmaceutical benefits scheme as well, and potential rises in the Medicare levy. So, yeah, at the end of the day, we're expecting there to be a number of changes and a number of budget measures implemented, but we just don't know what they are quite yet.
So what's the feeling like in Canberra?
Yeah, the feeling right now, we've just had 18 journalists enter Parliament House, and they'll be reporting tonight for you live for the Community Radio Network. And so that's a team of experts from UTS and also the University of Sydney, and journalists from 2SER in Sydney, Karma in Alice Springs. And we've had the kind support of Art Sound FM as well, who will be hosting us tonight. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast live from 7:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time. That's when ScoMo, Scott Morrison, will be making his speech, his budget speech this year. And then you'll be able to hear all of the action, who are the winners, who are the losers, who's smiling, who's not smiling anymore due to these budget measures, from 8 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time, and commentary and analysis will be running until 9 p.m. tonight.
And we'll be hearing a lot more about it on The Wire tomorrow as well.
That's right. Looking forward to that analysis.
The Wire executive producer Emma Lancaster speaking to me from Canberra before heading into budget lockup today.